four-time Pro Bowler and former Cards fullback Ron Wolfley. The Doug and Wolf Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Right now on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line is the general manager of the Phoenix Suns. James Jones has just called in. James, I know you can't commit to do this for the next 15 years, but thanks for the tradition of Friday mornings after the draft coming on the Doug and Wolf Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys taking the time and listening to me.
No, James, seriously, man. It's been so long since we've had the opportunity to talk to you, man. Really do appreciate it here. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like the NBA executive of the year?
Man, no, I don't. You know, I mean, that's a heck of an honor that's bestowed upon, you know, a lucky executive, you know, like myself. You know, I'm blessed to be surrounded by a good group of guys, some great players, good coaches, and they have success. I tell people all the time, I've been telling people since I won that award, you know, when you are, you know, your team's good and you're winning, you become executive of the year. They give you an award for that. When your team's bad and you're losing, they don't give you an award. They just give you a pink slip until you hit the door. So I'm just glad I'm on the side of our team did well, and I get to take credit for the great work our guys are doing.
We want to talk about last night. We want to talk about some of the things that happened, the decisions that you've made. But before we get into that, I'd kind of like to know yourself as a player based on what the Suns are going through right now after the four-game losing streak. Do your championships always resonate higher than the finals that you lost? Or are you constantly thinking about the finals that you lost? Can winning a championship for Devin Booker and Chris Paul in the next 2 years erase everything that happened 2 weeks ago? Or is that always in there?
No, it's always with you. It's always fuel. Like, even when you do win it, you'll say, you know, I won it. Man, I wish I would have known what I know now back when I lost it. And so it's always going to be there. You know, I call it the valley in a sense. It's crazy, but that's the valley. The peak comes when you win. You know, the valley will always be there. And so for us, especially our guys, I think it'll burn for a while. And hopefully over time it subsides, but it should burn. When you get that close and you come up short, if you're a competitor, there's no way it doesn't sting for a long time.
Should you enjoy what you accomplished last year at all? Do you allow yourself to enjoy it? Should players allow themselves to enjoy what you accomplished last year?
They have to. You know, you have to. You know, like, winning the title is the hardest thing you'll ever do. It's the toughest thing for players and franchises to do. That's why so many franchises have only won one, or it's been 30, 40, 50 years since they've won it. It's tough. But, you know, for our guys, you have to enjoy it. I tell them, don't be satisfied. You know, we should never be satisfied that we got to the finals, that we lost the finals. You know, if we win in the finals, we shouldn't be satisfied that we won by two. We should be, you know, hoping that we win by four. But you have to enjoy it, because you have to maintain joy to continue to fight to get there. It's hard. You know, you start again this year. We're going to start from ground zero, and we'll have to stack together wins and put ourselves in the position to compete for a title again. But every year it's the same cycle, highs and lows, but you have to enjoy it.
We're talking to the general manager of the Western Conference champions. James Jones is joining Doug and Wolf. For those of you that are listeners that don't know this, the NBA, and I'm allowed to say this, James, you're not, has stupid rules about the draft, and they don't let us just talk about what's really going on and why in the world kids like Mikal Bridges ever have their picture taken in 76er hats when he's a son. I don't have any idea. But having said that, I'm excited about the trade that might have been made last night, because of it signifies to a lot of us Chris Paul's coming back. I got to ask you, do you think when you make a move like that, you are projecting, hey, this makes a lot of sense with knowledge that Chris Paul is coming back? Or do you like this trade either way, irrelevant of the future of Chris Paul?
I like this trade either way. You know, I thought, you know, from our discussions internally at the end of the season, that we needed a little more size and that we needed to add some guys with experience, playoff experience, in-game experience. We just needed to have guys with experience. When you look at the teams that we faced in the playoffs and the team that we lost to in Milwaukee, they were an experienced group. Yes, they were physical. Yes, they were, bigger. They had Giannis, who played unbelievably well, but they had experience, from Jrue Holiday to Pat Connaughton to, Brooke Lopez. If you go down the line, all those guys had played in playoff games. They had playoff experiences. They played in playoff environments. So for us, that's what we wanted. We wanted more experience and some more size and a good shooter. And so I think we came out of the draft yesterday on draft day. I thought we came away as a better team.
James, hey, Chris Paul, when you made the trade, of course, and brought Chris Paul in, there were so many expectations about Chris Paul and the tangible impact he was going to have on the court and the intangible impact he was going to have on some of these players. So I'll ask you this. Did Chris Paul show up and impact this team in a way you didn't expect?
His impact has been immeasurable, but once again, I've seen great players have this type of impact. And so I wasn't surprised. I'm not surprised. If you look at his track record, everywhere he's been who he is, a guy that lifts his team. I will say I was pleasantly surprised with the development and kind of advanced arc that our guys, Mikal, Cam Johnson, Campaign, and DeAndre, those guys played well, and they got better fast. And I give Chris a lot of credit for that, but I also commend those guys for accepting, his toughness, accepting the enhanced competition in this building, and responding in a positive way.
Where is your confidence level? I don't know if you want to do the cheesy scale 1 to 10 or if you just want to give me an answer, but where is your confidence level that Chris Paul is going to be a Sun in the next, 7 days?
I feel good about our chances. This is free agency, though. Things change. But I've said time and time again, I like where we are and what we have to offer. I value what Chris brings to the table, and I know he loves being around this team and being with this program. Mm. So I think we have as good a chance as anyone, and I feel confident that we'll be able to keep the continuity that we established and we built this year.
So did you get excited like we did? We don't really want to have Russell Westbrook in the Pacific Division, but we thought it was a signal that Chris Paul's not going there. So we did get kind of excited. Did you do anything like that?
No, I don't worry about that stuff, man. I can't manage two teams. I can only manage mine. And so when I look at our group and I look at, where we are, I think Russ going to the Lakers is great for the NBA. It's great for our division. It makes it competitive. It makes it fun. And more importantly, it gives us some competition, and we need it. It's tough to get to the finals unless you go through some battles. He goes there. Great for them. But I'll take my chances with these Phoenix Suns any day of the week.
James, you were the NBA Executive of the Year last year, and I don't find too many people that disagree with that notion at all. Having said that, is there anything you would do differently? Is there anything you feel like a hanging chad that you left in regard to last year? Is there anything you'd go back and do differently?
No, I wouldn't. We got to the finals. Thinking about that is kind of a futile exercise for me. I'm just always thinking about what we can do better with this group. And so depth always helps. So, our focus will be to continue to add more depth and double down on our continuity. I know it's not something that's sexy. People want shiny new objects, but I've just found that our sweat equity, our time spent together in those tough moments, it pays dividends. And so if I had to say, I wouldn't change a thing. The Phoenix Suns were the Western Conference Finals, Western Conference Champions. We lost in the NBA Finals. I'll take that result any day of the week.
James, you are in this window soon of being able to negotiate a contract extension for Bridges and Ayton based on their rookie deals. I realize it takes, they've got agents, it's a business, they've got their own side. But for you, there's kind of two philosophies here. get them locked up on a long-term deal and never have and not have to worry about it for years, or keep that carrot out there and make them earn the restricted free agent money next year and then lock them down, you know, for more later. Which way would you rather go? If you're the dictator and the only one that has to decide and their agent's not involved, would you rather leave that carrot out there, or would you rather get this done now?
I mean, I'll leave that I won't even go there. You know, for us, I'll say this. Our focus is always to build a team that's capable of sustaining winning. Having sustained success for us is paramount. That's the only thing we think about. We want to win. And so whatever route, whatever decisions we have to make in order to do that, at the right time, we'll do it. So I'll leave it at that.
Is there any way I can ask the question again so I know what you're thinking?
Nah, never. I would never. You know, that's going to be between James. Us and them. You know, they're, you know, like all things, in due time, at the right time, we'll take care of the team. But I will say this, the one thing I've always been clear with our guys internally and externally is that we'll always take care of you, and we'll always be fair. And that's, you know, at the right time, we'll discuss those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're big on the continuity, and we all understand why that would be. You lost in six games in the NBA Finals. The continuity is big for you. Is there anything you want to add this offseason to this team?
It's crazy, but I want to add to every position. You know, I think we can use another playmaker. You know, especially we need interior scoring with Dario going down is going to be a huge focus for us. Interior defense. I thought DeAndre was phenomenal last year. He basically held our defense together by himself. I'm asking him to guard Giannis, Brooke Lopez, you know, LeBron, Anthony Davis. So defensively, we can get a little bit better on the interior. But I'm still looking to add more depth because I still believe unless you have two or three of the top 15 players in the NBA, you're going to have to win with your team.
If by chance last night you would have added some kind of veteran guard from another team that's not official, what would that person bring to the team?
Again, the ability to shoot, the ability to play off the ball, the ability to defend, the flexibility to play multiple wing lineups, to play next to Devin if Devin has the ball. So just that versatility, lineup versatility was key for us going into the draft. And we came out with more versatility than we had going into the draft.
Have you ever seen a guy advance his game the way DeAndre Ayton did? It seemed like he got better the day the playoffs began. Mm. Is that true?
I'll be honest. I haven't seen that from a guy, let alone a young player. Like DeAndre was extremely impressive. I said to him multiple times, you know, if you were to ask anyone if they expected DeAndre to take it to that level that quickly, you can see maybe the first round, maybe second round, 8 games, 10 games into it, kind of find his sea legs. But from the jump, he played at a high level and he maintained it. And he had a couple games in between where, you know, he was frustrated. You know, the team did a great job of taking him away. But I thought consistently throughout all of it, through the foul trouble, through, you know, the unfortunate calls, he was steady. And he was a steadying force for us. And I'm just looking forward to his development forward, his improvement. I think he can be extremely – I think he's going to be special. But it's just going to take him, you know, really locking into the gym and digging in.
James, I think the whole Valley would love for me to speak for them now and just say two words. Thank you. Thanks for 2021. Thank you, James. and the season, especially coming out of COVID, to give this city a lot of hope and a lot of fun. Congratulations on the year and good luck doing it again.
Thank you. And I'd say, you know, to you and everyone else, you guys motivate us. Like we want to win. We want to represent the city in a great way. It's fun to be a Phoenix Suns fan, but it's an honor and a pleasure to be a Phoenix Suns team member, player, and coach. So on behalf of our organization, we want to thank the fans and thank you guys for the support. And we're looking forward to next year being a better year than this year.
Wow, that's cool to hear.
Thank you,
James. Good luck, James.